The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Prasoski to serve. Alley goes deep middle. Picked up that time by Drudik. Back set right side. Carson, big swing. Smith with a great dig. Connor's able to set it to Studi. You get on that outside left side and drives it down and good.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Wood River as the top seed Eagles battle the Ord Chanticleers and St. Paul Wildcats tangle with four-time defending champion Kearney Catholic Stars. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Picked up Donovan Trumbull. Hendricks stayed out of that and tapped it over. Ord one more time. Gittison, Donovan Trumbull doing everything they can just to get the ball back. Now Reese fires. Another great dig that time. Boy, Brumman's been all over the place. And finally, it's finished by Kenzie Drudik. Her fourth kill of the game and her ninth of the match.
Ord knocked Wood River off in the second week of the season, while Kearney Catholic and St. Paul are meeting for the first time this year. Tonight's winners will advance to Thursday's final here on Classic Hits. It's the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament coming up next. But first, in a new Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Wood River with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Wood River High School. It is continuing coverage of the 2013 Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, welcoming you to tonight's semifinal round. And we see the same four teams that will be battling in 2013 that did in 2012. Just flip-flop the seeds a little bit as Ord will take on Wood River. This semifinal last year went five sets with Wood River going on to the championship game and falling to Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic is our next semifinal against St. Paul, a rematch of last year's semifinal, which the Stars won in straight sets. But you've got that feeling that both of these could go deep into five sets. We expect them to be very competitive here tonight in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament semifinals. Wood River is the number one seed, and Ord is the number four seed. St. Paul is the two, and Kearney Catholic is the three seed. We welcome you to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Don't forget, all of our action is also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com, and you can catch the matches on the internet tonight. We'll also keep you up to date on what's going on in Overton in the semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, where Overton and SEM play at 6 o'clock, followed by Elm Creek and Axtell. Most teams in the state are into their conference tournaments by the end of Saturday. Just about everybody will have played this week. There were a couple, including the Centennial, last week, but this has always been a good one. And for Kearney Catholic, they've won it 4 years in a row. Wood River last won it when they had an undefeated regular season back in 2004. And at home as the number one seed, they've got things stacked in their favor. But Ord did defeat Wood River earlier this year at the Centura Triangular, where we got a glimpse of what this conference was going to be like this year. Centura came out of the opening match and they beat Ord. Then Ord turned around and they beat Wood River. And then Wood River had to go three sets to beat Centura. And last night, Ord defeated Centura in straight sets. Tight match last night in the first match that we had at Kearney Catholic, as they were able to advance on with that straight set victory. While for Wood River, they were pushed to four sets by Adams Central, the number eight seed, the team they also beat in the quarterfinals last year. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups, and get you ready for Wood River and Ord in the Lou Platt Conference semifinals right after this.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraskaland National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraskaland National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Ord Lady Chanticleer is the number 4 seed. Their service rotation begins with number 2, 5'7" sophomore center Morgan Alexander. Number 3, 5'8" junior Kenzie Drudick, who leads the team in kills with 205. Number 7, 5'8" sophomore Allie Welniak. She's coming off knee surgery, and she is going to get the start here tonight. Number 5, 5'7" sophomore is Cassidy Giddison. Number 14, 5'8" freshman Andrea Carson. And number 11, 5'9" senior Melanie Reese. The libero is number 1, a 5'3" senior Tierra Krubel. Head coach of the Lady Chanticleer is Wendy Alexander, assisted by Carla Callen, Jody Peets, and Leanne Smith. Ord is 14-9 after their win over Centura last night. For Wood River, number 9, 5'3" senior is Kelsey Baugh. Number 26, 5'7" freshman Sam Lure. Number 2, 5'7" senior Alexis Burkhart. She is second on the team in kills and leads them in blocks. Number 29, 5'6" junior is Maddie Lure. Number 16, 5'6" senior is Madison DeVore. And the leading attacker on this team is number 17, 5'9" senior Hope Lambrick. Wood River does not use a libero. Coached by Peg Heiss and Darren Parlin along with Brenda Herkett, Wood River is 18-4 on the season after their win against Adams Central in 4 sets last night. And as we said earlier this year, Ord defeated Wood River in straight sets at the Centura Triangular. That was the second Thursday of the season. That is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Again, it is doubleheader night tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9. We also have the Major League Baseball playoffs airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. It's another pitcher's duel, but Justin Verlander not getting any help. It's Boston 1, Detroit nothing. They are in the top of the eighth inning in Detroit. That'll be followed by the Dodgers trying to even their series with the St. Louis Cardinals just a little over an hour from now. And again, that's live on ESPN 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. It's the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Semifinals here on Classic 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and Ord, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Should be some good volleyball tonight. Glad you're along with us, and we will get the match underway right after this timeout here on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
Lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
And welcome back, everyone, to Wood River. Had some technical difficulties there right before the start of our match, and Wood River has jumped out to a 3-1 lead here off the ace serve of Sam Luhr. Maddie Luhr, a kill for Wood River. Kenzie Drudick, a kill for Ord, and that's where we're at. So let's get to action here as Drudick drives it across, picked up there by the setter, Kelsey Baugh, passed up into the rafters, didn't hit anything. Wood River's able to pass it back across. Chanticleer's get it to Walniak, her tip over the block, but also out of bounds. And Wood River has jumped out to a 4-1 lead here. Sam Luhr is at the service line. The Eagles moving from right to left. The Chanticleers moving from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And the serve here going to be just deep and off the back line, out of bounds. So our first service error, and the Chanticleers will get a chance here, down 4-2. And Kenzie Drudick, second in the service rotation, will go back to fire it away. Blue Platte Conference semifinals just underway. It's the best of five as the serve comes back middle, picked up there by Lambrick, set to the outside to Julia Rojas, who rotates into that front row. Or Alexander will set it for Ord. Right side attack by Giddison. Dug out, run down by Lambrick and passed across. Free ball here for the Chanticleers. Outside Carson over the double block, and it's on the line. Carson gets the kill, and that'll be her first, second kill here for the Chanticleers. And they're down one early on, 4-3. Kenzie Drudick to fire away again. First of our doubleheader tonight, Kearney Catholic and St. Paul will be next. Drudick fires it across to Lambrick. Set middle, good luck here for Burkhart. And a net violation looks like going to be called on the Chanticleers. So side out for Wood River. And rotating back to serve it away will be Alexis Burkhart. Burkhart, one of the top players on this ball club. One of the lead servers puts some power behind that one. She leads the team in aces. Ord hits it into the net, but dug out. Welniak got it across, but it's out of bounds. Not much Welniak could do there. She just had to try and get it over the net, and it sailed wide, 6-3 Wood River. And Burkhart, second serve. Fires it strong at Krummel. Pass back into the net. Ace serve. Two ace serves early on here for Wood River, and they lead it by a score of 7-3. Strong serving, obviously a key at this point of the season when you're playing teams your caliber or better, and that's going to be the case for all four squads here tonight. Served Carson. She's able to get it to Alexander. Back to Andrea. Rolls it over the double block. Rojas with the dig. Baugh keeps it out of the net, and Julia passes it over. Krummel to Alexander. Quick right side. Here's Giddison. She'll drive it into the middle, and Baugh with the dig. Set up there for a back row attack. Burkhart will drive it over. Good rally going here. Ward goes Giddison right side again, and that's off the tip. Down and good. Cassidy Giddison with her first kill. Side out for the Chanticleers. Rotating in Melanie Reese, leading blocker on this team, and had a big night, especially early on last night against Centura. Tierra Krummel now to serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers. Krummel with a little mini jump over the top of that net. Baugh sets outside. It's a little wide, but good adjustment by Hope Lambrecht, and she'll take it down for her first kill. And Wood River keeps the ball on their side of the net now, not allowing the Chanticleers to get any early offense going. And Maddie Lure will serve it. Maddie the junior, Sam the freshman of the Lures. Spins that volleyball and fires it back middle. Picked up there by Judick. Set to the right side. Giddison again. That's off the block, but out of bounds. Point for the Chanticleers. And Giddison will get her second kill. Rotate it back around, and Giddison to serve it away now for the Chanticleers. Wood River will drop back three defensively here. On serve receive, kind of stacked the middle with the other three. And Giddison's line drive serve, not handled all that well, has to be shoved across. Carson with the dig. They'll set it back to Andrea on the outside. She's blocked. Ace block. Baugh and Lambrecht. Hope Lambrecht gets her first ace block. Side out Wood River. 9-5 in for the Chanticleers. As a back row defender will be Claire Bredhauer. And back in for Wood River will be Madison DeVore to serve it away. 9-5 first set. Wood River, the top seed, leading Ord. DeVore slaps it down the middle to Krummel. Alexander sets Reese in the middle off the single block down and good for her first kill. Melanie Reese one-on-one with Hope Lambrecht. And Ord gets the better of that one. In to serve it away, Jordan Cook. She's been doing very well lately from that service line for the Chanticleers. Had a good run for him last night. Takes a little extra time here and fires the ball down the middle. Short ace. A serve for Jordan Cook, the first ace for the Chanticleers, and only their second point on serve. They cut the lead to 2-9-7. And Cook, right from that middle area, punches a little farther to the width to the right side to DeVore, set to the outside. Good swing by Sam Lure. Dug out. Ord's going to have to pass it across. They do with Alexander. She'll get it to Maddie Lure. Short set middle. Lambrecht blocked by Reese. Good one-on-one action and a good one arm up on the backside by Maddie Lure. Chanticleers get it back. Judick goes cross-court and she'll get the kill. Great action that time between the two teams. Some really good defense up front. Ord now with three in a row. Cuts it to 1-9-8. And Cook trying to tie it up from the service line. Hope Lambrecht, 5'9", plays taller than that. Has looked good here early on at the net for Wood River. Chanticleer serve it across the back set to Lambrecht. She didn't get it over, and she knew it. And it's tied at 9 on the attack error. 4 in a row for the Chanticleers. Off Jordan Cook's serve. This has been their best rotation lately. And Cook now 9-9, or looking for their first lead. Cook a little more power on that one. Picked up by DeVore. Run down by Bob. Bump set. Standing spike for the 10-foot line. Taken across by Sam Lure. Chanticleers go middle. Reese tips it across. Ran off Lambrecht. There's confusion. The ball hits. Point Ord. Melanie Reese. And 5 in a row now as the Chanticleers have a long run going here in the opening set. And Coach Peg Heiss hoping that she doesn't have to burn a timeout here early in game one. They were off to such a good start. Cook keeps firing it on the right wing to DeVore. Set to the outside for Lure. Sam, deep, out of bounds. Another hitting error. 11-9. Not what Wood River wants to see. They had a little bit of this last night in their match with Adams Central. They were down 17-5 to the eighth seed in the second set, the set that they ended up losing last night. Cook serve close to the net. It's pretty tight. All that Baugh can do is set it across. Chanticleers recover and slap it over with Alexander. Now Wood River gets a good look. Lambrecht blocked up front. Ace block. Chanticleers. Reese teaming up with Drudick. Drudick will get the ace block, and Wood River will call timeout. 7 straight by the Lady Chanticleers here in the opening set of this Lou Platt Conference semifinal. It's Ord 12, Wood River 9 on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Out of the Wood River timeout, Ord has scored seven in a row, six off the Jordan Cook serve. This one floats across. Lambrick's going to tip it over. Sliding over to pick it up will be Judick. Get it to Reese in the middle and in the net on Wood River on the block attempt. Ord's picking up some points on their own, but Wood River's helping out. Two or three attack errors, bit in the net. And Ord continues to pull away here with Jordan Cook. Again, 3-4 point lead's not that big a deal, but Wood River's needing to get the ball back. And Lambrick stuffed up front one-on-one. Melanie Reese. It's all red right now. The Chanticleers with nine in a row, 14-9, to establish a solid lead here in the opening set. Best of five, long way to go. But after falling down early, Ord's got it rolling. Cook serves it right down the middle of the lure. Dumped over by Baugh. Good save by Brett Howard. Dumped back by Alexander. Dug out by Burkhart. Set outside for Lure. That time it's through the double block, and Sam Lure will get her first kill and end the long Lady Chanticleer run. They put up nine in a row and now lead it 14-10. Hope Lambrick to serve it away for the Eagles. Hope strong serve and too strong. It's out of bounds. Hope had a couple of miss hits in that long run of the Chanticleers, tried to take it out on that serve and just sent it too deep. Lucy Gebicki now checks in, and Reese will slide out of there. Gebicki to serve it away for Ord. 15-10, game one. Here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The mini jump serve right down the middle to DeVore. Set to the outside. Burkhart, she'll roll it over the single block. Gebicki with a dig. Good pass to Alexander. Here's Drudik on the left side, but drove it into the tape. Point for Wood River. Eagles will send back their setter and four-year starter Kelsey Baugh finally has made it to her senior year. Has been a spark for this class. They had a really good team when this senior class was young. Now they've matured into their own senior class as Drudik on the attack, dug out by DeVore. Perfect pass there to Baugh. Middle attack driven down and good by Alexis Burkhart. And now it's Wood River's turn. Burkhart, her first kill. Alexis second on the team to Lambrick, both with over 200 kills coming into tonight's game through 22 matches. The serve by Kelsey Baugh. Deep, out of bounds. Side out Ord. So Wood River, who was up 7-3 early on in this match, has not been able to get any kind of a run offensively since then. And it's 16-12. Back to serve it away now, Morgan Alexander, as we get ready to start our second rotation here of the first set. Alexander serve, cuts it from her right to left. Stuck in a back row by Lambrick, passed across by Lure into the corner. Alexander will set it up outside. Here comes Drudik, and down goes the volleyball. Kill number three for Kenzie Drudik, Ord 17 and Wood River 12. Alexander with her first point on serve. Goes deep off that basketball slash volleyball court tonight. Takes about four steps and fires a line drive ace. And they're firing it at Hope Lambrick. She's had a little problem, and a timeout going to be made. Coach Heiss might be making a substitution here as well. It's Ord 18, Wood River 12, the opening game of the Lou Platt Conference semifinals on Classic Hits.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
At
athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We're rolling along in game one of the Lou Platte Conference semifinals. Wood River has had to burn both of their timeouts as the Chanticleers are up 18-12. Wood River on the attack. They go middle, taking something off it is Burkhart. Chanticleers pick it up and return it by Drudik on a big angle shot from in front of the up official. On the tip, it's blocked by Ward and saved by Wood River. They'll pass it across to Krumel. Chanticleer set middle. Welliak drives it across. It's off the tape and picked up by Lambrick to Burkhart. She's blocked, and it stays in. Give the ace block to Cassidy Gittison. She teamed up with Welliak, the third ace block for the Chanticleers here. Wood River's used to having that big block game, and right now Ord has the better of it. 19-12. Here's Baugh on the set to the outside. Lure, she's blocked again. Welliak has that one. They tried to tip it. Allie was right there with the two hands, and Ord is on their way here in game one. Remember, Wood River jumped out 9-5, 7-3, and since then a 17-5 run. And a serve, Alexander, through the old cotton candy serve over the net, and it just fell out of the sky like a raindrop. And it's 21-12. Alexander with her second ace, third ace overall for the Chanticleers, 21-12. Lambrick gets it to Baugh. Set middle, attack, driven across Burkhart, overpass Ord, free ball tipped right back. The Chanticleers dig it, but they're going to have to pass it over. Another free ball coming here for Baugh, close to the net on the tight set. She'll tip it across over to Burkhart, and she'll get the kill. Alexis gets her second kill, and one thing Wood River is not doing right now is passing the ball well, either on the serve or even on a dig in a back row. Baugh has been so many times right at that net. And to serve it away will be Sam Lure. Chanticleers pass to the outside. Gittison, big swing. Dug out by Sam Lure. Stays in the back row. Baugh will have to pass it across. Chanticleers go Alexander. Set outside. Here's Drudik. Near side attack. Pass right back across the net on the dig by Lambrick. Chanticleers go quick and Gittison terminates. Ord is clicking on all cylinders right now. 22-13 Chanticleers. Wood River's just got to find a way to get a little something positive going and get that home court momentum. They are not taking advantage. Fans not much to cheer for right now as Drudik serves it at 22-13. Back set right side. There's a big kill, but it's wide by just inches on the slide from Burkhart. And Orr 2 points away from game one. Drudik at that service line for the second time tonight. Jordan Cook serves 8 in a row. Morgan Alexander served 5 in a row. 2 big runs by the chance. Deep serve at Lambrick. She's going to get a phobia here pretty soon. Rojas with the attack, and it is blocked again up front by Gittison. And it is game point. Chanticleers getting it done with their play at the net. And Drudik for game point here for Ord to cruise in game one the way it ends up. Baugh with the set. She's going to dump it across, and that's good for the point. Kelsey Baugh gets her first kill, just the 6th kill of the game for Wood River. Side out here for the Eagles. They'll serve until we're done in the opening set. It's Alexis Burkhart, 24-14 Ord. Burkhart, line drive serve to Krumel. Alexander chases it down, sets a little off the mark, but it's rolled over by Gittison, and it falls anyway. And that's the way game one will end. Ord 25 and Wood River 14. We'll come back and take a look at the numbers from the opening set of this Lou Platte Conference semifinals in a minute.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraska-Land National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraska-Land National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
Welcome back to Wood River. Game one is in the books. Let's take a look at the numbers we had. First of all, for the Eagles, Alexis Burkhart, two service points. One was an ace, two kills. Kelsey Baugh, two service points and a kill. Hope Lambrecht had an ace block, one kill. Sam Luer, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. And Maddie Luer, one kill. Six kills, one ace block, and two acers for Wood River. For Ord, Morgan Alexander had five service points. Two of them were aces. Kenzie Drudick, three service points, an ace block, and three kills. Jordan Cook, eight service points. One of those was an ace. Cassie Gittison, two ace blocks and four kills in the opening game. Allie Weliak had an ace block, and Melanie Reese had an ace block and two kills. Andrea Carson, one kill. Ord had 10 kills, five ace blocks, and three ace serves as they come from a very early deficit to cruise in game one, 25-14 over the Wood River Lady Eagles. We will be back with game two of our opening semifinal from the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
As always, a big thank you to Jerry Dunn, the fine folks here at Wood River, for their hospitality, and all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports action. Couldn't do it without you on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The opening sets in the book, a surprise. Ord winning it 25-14. Not that they won it, but such a big margin of victory there. We'll see if Wood River can get it turned around. Ord will get to serve it first in game two. As we said, St. Paul and Kearney Catholic will have the next game, our second semifinal, and I think all the coaches really do believe that any of the four could bring it home with the finals on Thursday. Again, on the first serve, it's not passed cleanly, but a nice job by Baugh, got it up front, and a good swing by Burkhart. Chanticleer's quickly returned it. Now Burkhart comes again, blocked up front, and it's out. Burkhart gets the kill. Baugh was looking at it, making sure that it was going to go out off the block of Weldiak, and Alexis Burkhart will get the kill. It'll sign out here. Baugh to serve it. Kelsey throws it right down the middle to Krumel. Sets to the 10-foot line. Alexander, right side attack, Drudick, and that time she's blocked. And it's blocked up front by Burkhart and Luer. Looks like maybe Sam got a little bit more of that one, so that's where we'll credit the block. It's 2-0. And Kelsey Baugh to serve. Important for Wood River to get off to a good start and leave game one behind them. Alexander sets outside. Gittison got under one and sent it deep, and it's quickly 3-0 Wood River. Again, Wood River jumped out to the very quick start in game one. They were up 4-1, 7-3, 9-5, and then the Chanticleer scored 9 in a row and never looked back. Baugh tries the near side and misses the serve. It's out of bounds. Side out here for the Chanticleers, and back to serve it away will be Kenzie Drudick. In the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Overton has taken game one from SEM 25-17. They play just the best of three in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Here the best of five in the Lou Platte. As the Chanticleers have it on their side of the net, going from right to left. Carson on the near side attack. Great dig in the back row by Lambrecht. They'll get it to Burkhart. Rolls it over the double block. Drudick with the dig. Quick action here. Back set to Gitterson. Blocked again. Now Wood River's picked up the net game. Carson rolls it across right into the hands of Burkhart. Baugh back set. Luer hit the tape. It bounced over the double block and fell for Maddie Luer. That's one of the first times we've seen the old fortuitous kick off the tape. The double block was there, but the attack didn't go into the block. It went into the tape, and it just popped it right over that double block of the Chanticleers. And now Sam Luehr to serve it away. And into the net it goes. So right back over to the Lady Chanticleers. And Tierra Krummel, the libero, will serve it away. Melanie Reese back into the front row. 25-14. Ord won the opening game. Wood River an early 4-2 lead in game two. And the serve. Fired across to Luehr, set to the outside. Here into the ball game is Rojas. Big swing, but a nice dig by Krummel to keep it alive. Rolled back over by Giddison. Baugh sets outside. Here comes Burkhart into the block, and an ace block again for the Chanticleers. Reese teaming up front with Cassidy Giddison. And that will be the sixth ace block here for the Lady Chanticleers. And Krummel to serve it away, picking up her first point from the service line tonight. There's a nice low line drive serve pass close to the net. Baugh kept it alive somehow, and it's rolled over by Maddie Luehr. Chanticleer set to the right side off the back foot. Giddison took it over. Dumped back by Luehr. Krummel has it back middle for the Chanticleers. Here's a line drive set over to Carson. She'll punch it quickly over. Quick return. Free ball. Reese termination. Ward. Overpass gave the Chanticleers a free ball in the middle. And Melanie Reese will get her third kill, and we are tied up at four in game two. And the serve by Krummel. Right down the middle again to Sam Luehr. They'll set right side this time, and finding the corner is Alexis Burkhart. Beautiful placement by the 5'7 senior. Wood River gets the ball back. The Eagles with four seniors in the starting lineup. All four that are there, plus Julia Rojas, comes off the bench. Five seniors that see significant playing time as Burkhart serves it away, and it's just off the back line out of bounds. That's already three service errors in game two for Wood River. That's how Ward has three of their 5 points, and it's 5-5. And number five, Cassidy Giddison, serving it away for the Lady Chanticleers. Across it goes, tipped over that time by Hope Lambrick, who's been pretty quiet. They hit serving at her, but offensively hasn't got into the flow much. Set to the outside, Rojas floats it over. Chanticleer free ball here, dumped back by Alexander. Baugh with the dig, set to Rojas again. She just tips it over. A one-hand up that time by Carson. Get it back to Andrea. Half swing into the back corner. Wood River ready for it. Lambrick, good swing. Now we've got one above the net, and Lambrick tips it across. Ord can't dig it out of their own net. And Hope Lambrick with the kill. Side out, Eagles, 6-5, and back to serve it away. Will be Maddie Luehr, Bredhauer into the back row for the Chanticleers, along with Krummel and Trudick on serve receive. And Maddie Luehr takes it at Bredhauer. Close to the net. Alexander kept it out of there for a quick set and down and good for Reese. Ran the quick out of necessity. And Melanie will get her fourth kill. 6-6. Finals and consolation coming your way on Thursday. That's the thing about how competitive this is. As Ord serves it into the net with Cook. You might really want to win tonight because there's no guarantees you're going to get third place on Thursday with the competition we've got here. That's the tough thing about this conference tournament. One of these good teams is going to end up 0-2. And into serve at DeVore. 7-6 Wood River. Ord goes quick again to the middle. And Reese, off a couple of deflections, able to return it back. And we've got an in-the-net violation on Wood River. Reese with a couple of good swings. And she'll check out. Gevicki will check in. Into the front row as well for Ord is Allie Weliak. And Gevicki goes deep right-hand corner as far right as she can. And ready to get that serve. Trying to go a little angle here. Gets it over to Luehr. Here's the back set. Good swing for Lambrick, but dug out by Bredhauer right in the middle of the floor. They'll go to Drudick. She'll be blocked. Ace block by Hope Lambrick. That'll be her second. 8-7 Wood River. Chanticleers won the opening game, 25-14, did it on the strength of their blocks at the net. Five ace blocks to go along with many other deflections. Lambrick serves, Ord goes to Drudick, power swing off the deflection, run down there by Maddie Luehr and taken across from the 10-foot line on beautiful placement. Burkhart, one arm up by Krummel, Ord passes it across. Eagles go quick, dumping it over. Baugh hit into the net by Cook. They dig it out and take a swing with Morgan Alexander. Scrambling again, Wood River, but they pass it back. We've got a scramble point going. Alexander to Weliak in the middle, and she'll drive it home. Allie Weliak with her first kill of the evening, and back and forth we go. We've traded punches. Third of the way through game two, it's 8-8. And Morgan Alexander to serve it away again. Morgan takes a little time waiting for everybody to get set and flies that one at Lambrecht. Vaughn in the middle of the floor, going to set to the outside. Here's the swing by Burkhardt, and it's down to the floor. Alexis will get her team-high fifth, and it's 9-8 Wood River. So right now, nobody can score on their serve, and Wood River hasn't been able to do it since Baugh was back there last time. We've rotated all the way around, and here's Kelsey again. So Baugh's strong serve picked up there by Cook. Set middle, a little middle slide, and Welniak had to tap it across. It's going to work as it's passed back into the net. Welniak found that Baugh hadn't slid back to her position off the serve yet and dumped it in front of her. And when you have this quick a rotation, sometimes you got a service rotation without any points. You got to watch who you're subbing in. You don't want to run out of subs. And here's a serve that's on the line. They let it go on a near side serve in front of the Wood River bench. And it was no argument from the Eagles. A serve for Kenzie Drudik. And Ord takes the lead for the first time here in the second set, 10-9. This one's at Lambrecht. Baugh sets middle. The attack tipped over. It's down. It's good for Alexis Burkhardt, her fourth already of this game, 10-10. Into the ball game front row, Julia Rojas. And checking out is DeVore. DeVore serves, plays the back. Rojas plays front. And as Coach Heist told us before the game, that's really the only noticeable substituting that they do with this senior-laden class. Ord on serve receive. They get it to Gittison. Blocked up front by Burkhardt. Ord digs it out of the net. They go to Carson, and she'll go up and drive it straight down over the double block. They had to set up two smaller defenders, and Andrea Carson will get her second kill. Ord 11, Wood River 10 in a competitive game two here on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ord, Wood River. And PlatteRiverPreps.com, Tierra Krumel, another strong serve to Rojas. She drives it down the sideline. It's up in the rafters. It didn't hit anything. It went through a couple. Krumel passes it up front, and across it goes. Here's a free ball middle, and the attack by Burkhardt, blocked up front by Reese. Melanie Reese just got a little tick on that one. And Ord now up to 12-10. Ord hasn't got three in a row in this set. Wood River wants to keep it that way. Rojas, big swing. Krumel, great dig, but it's headed towards the net. And Alexander, they're going to say that she hit the bottom of the net trying to dig it out there. And a point for Wood River. Close call, but both officials were on top of that one. Kind of one of those you anticipated that was what she was going to have to do. And Alexis Burkhardt to serve now for Wood River. Burkhardt comes near side, picked up by Carson, set it back to Andrea from the 10-foot line, takes a run at it. Dug out there by Sam Lohr to Rojas. Tips it over the double block. Carson with the defense. Back set right side. Gittison goes on the angle to Lambrecht. Overpass out of bounds. Point Ord. And Gittison with her first kill of the second set. She's got five now in the match. And Ord is up 13-11. And Gittison to serve it away. Ord won the opener 25-14. Here's Baugh setting to the outside. The attack is in for Hope Lambrecht. Hope elevated well, gets her third kill. Side out here, Wood River, midway through the second set. Kearney Catholic and St. Paul will be our next match. They haven't played yet this year. They play again next week, a week from tonight, over at St. Paul in a duel. So that's always the case. There's always one, maybe two opponents you haven't played yet in the conference when the tournament rolls around. Strong serve, overpass, Lambrecht free ball, and she'll drive it down. Back-to-back kills for Hope, and we are tied at 13 off the strong serve there of Maddie Lohr. For Wood River, they've still got some volleyball to play when we get done. They still have to play St. Paul in a triangular next Thursday. Here's Ord going to Reese, middle attack, down and good. Quick point again, Melanie Reese, side out. Again, for Wood River. After the conference tournament, their next action next Thursday, they go to St. Paul as St. Paul and Gibbon are there for a triangular. Then they host their own invitational on Saturday the 26th and wrap up at Adams Central for a duel on Tuesday the 29th. Jordan Cook in to serve it for the Chanticleers. They go quick middle, and Lambrecht with a little misdirection tip, and she'll put it down and in. So Hope now starting to get more involved here, this time through the front row. And it's 14-all, Wood River. And Ord, game two, DeVore to serve it away for the Eagles. Picked up by Tierra Krumel, set outside. Here's the attack, Drudik. The block was a little late getting there, and Drudik fires it off the back row for her fourth kill, also her first of this game. So Ward has found some new weapons here in game two, keeping Wood River off balance. And really for Wood River, their big guns have just started to play a little bit better. And to serve it away is Gebeke. Lucy floats the safe one right in the middle to Burkhart. Short set, dumped across Lambrick, right in the middle of the defense. She throws it in the donut hole, and Lambrick with her sixth kill, 15-15. That was a big old glazed, chocolate-filled, cherry-covered, Skeener open donut hole right there as Lambrick to serve it away. Jana clears to Drudik, and there's no chance to stop that one. Kenzie Drudik. She was still salivating off the donut hole. She was ready to eat one there, and she jammed it right back at Wood River, 16-15. Jana clears by one. Back and forth we go. Morgan Alexander on the serve, but it hit the net and didn't crawl over. Service error for the Jana clears. That's their second one of this set, and only their second one of the night so far. And Kelsey Baugh to serve it away, trying to get the Eagles the lead. Over to Krumel. Good pass to Alexander. Back set. There's going to be a tip by Drudik, dug out by DeVore. Back row attack, Hope Lambrick, then into the middle of the net. An error gives Ward the ball back with the one-point lead. Round and round we go on this middle-of-the-game merry-go-round in game two. Carson rotates back in. Cook is out for the Chanticleers, and Kenzie Drudik to serve it away. Coach Wendy Alexander checks to see how many more subs she has. I told you early on, nobody scored on their serve. That chews up your subs quite a bit. Here's the middle attack for the Eagles, and Burkhart is going to be deep. Nobody was in the way for the tip, and Ward now back up by two, 18-16. The Chanticleers won the opening set, 25-14. Wood River doesn't want to fall down 2-0 on their home court. Judick serves it across to Lambrick. Set to the outside, Lure over the double block, Krubel on the dig. Run down Alexander, back set right side. There's Giddison, dug out by Baugh. Set to the 10-foot line and passed across short. Alexander sets Carson, two ball. On the left side, it's going to be dug out by Lambrecht again. Now Burkhart comes in, and there's an open court. She'll tip it over the double block and get the kill. Fifth of the game, seventh of the match for Alexis Burkhart. And Wood River keeping Ord right there on their hip. They have not been able to take the lead. Last time they were up was 9-8, and it's been back and forth here since then. Serve at Tierra Krumel to the outside. Carson on the angle, picked up by Lure. Here's Burkhart again over the block, dug out by Drudik. In the left-hand corner, they'll get it to Carson, and she'll come near side kill. Andrea Carson with her third. 19-17, Chanticleers. Wood River just can't get anything going on their serve. And eventually, it's going to cost them because Ord just scraps one out here and there. For Wood River, they have three service points in this game, and two of them right off the bat from Baugh when they took a 3-0 lead. And here Ord has got a near ace serve, and Baugh from the concession stand tries to get it over the net, but it hits into the net, and that will go down as a point for Krumel. And our first timeout is called here by Wood River. First timeout of the opening of of the second set. The opening set went to Ord, 25-14, and they now lead game two at Wood River, 20-17 in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament semifinals in Wood River, where the fourth seed Lady Chanticleers of Ord trying to get their second win of the year over the top seed Wood River Eagles. They took the opening set 25-14, and they're up 20-17 with the serve in game two. In Major League Baseball, they're headed to the bottom of the ninth. Mike Napoli's solo home run, the only run in the game. Boston 1, Detroit nothing, as they head to the bottom of the ninth on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. That'll be followed by game four of the Cards and the Dodgers. Tierra Krumel serves it away, and here comes Wood River. Burkhart again, nobody behind the double block. She sees it. Last time she was on the left wing. This time she's on the right wing. And Burkhart with her eighth kill, side out for Wood River. Down 20-18, and one set to none. Best of five, though. Burkhardt, strong serve, picked up by Drudik. High set to the right side. Giddison going low to pick it up is Baugh. Has to be passed across here by Lambrecht. Krumel got over to it, shoved over. And we're going to get a double hit called on Ord. Double hitter back row. No, I'm not sure which one it was. I thought it was a double hit. Nonetheless, it's going to be a point here for Wood River. A much needed point. Now a chance to tie it for Burkhardt. And it's wide on the serve, out of bounds. Side out, Chana clears, 21-19. Giddison to serve it away. Wood River drops back three defensively here. Ward trying to take a 2-0 lead. Wood River trying to get the ball back. Baugh sets it to the outside. Lambrecht mistimed her jump, and into the antenna it goes. 22-19. Wood River still has a timeout left. Giddison gets her first point on serve. She's been doing her work at the net. Three ace blocks already for the sophomore Giddison. Serving to the back row to Lure. Again, the pass is off the mark, and it's free ball across. Chana clears. Alexander set Reese in the middle. Melanie unloads for point 23. Sixth kill for Melanie Reese. 23-19. And Wood River's going to ride it out here, it looks like. Giddison to serve. Cassidy across to Lure. It's close to the net. Tip back by Carson, and then a back row tip over by Wood River, and a point for the Chanticleers. Four in a row, and Giddison now serves for a 2-0 lead, and the final timeout will be taken here by Wood River to try and make Giddison think about it just a little bit. It's 24-19, Ord, a point away from a 2-0 lead in the Lou Platt semifinals.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Well, the Chanticleers break the huddle here after Wood River uses their final timeout. And Ord coming in a point away from a 2-0 lead on the home court of the top seed Wood River Lady Eagles. And again, we play five, so Wood River got to keep their heads up here. But the Chanticleers in great position. Wood River trying to get back to the finals. They were there last year, lost to Kearney Catholic. Serve by Giddison. Pass close to the net again. Set to Lambrecht. They overset her. Ball was trying to stay out of the net. The ball falls to the floor, and that is the end of game number two. And Ord, 25-14, 25-19, has a 2-0 lead over the Wood River Lady Eagles. And we'll be back to take a look at the numbers after this timeout.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Back here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, let's take a look at the unofficial numbers of the second set. Let's start with Wood River, much better than the opening game, but just not good enough. Alexis Burkhardt had one service point. She also had six kills. Kelsey Baugh, two service points. Hope Lambrecht, an ace block and five kills. Sam Lure, an ace block. Maddie Lure, a service point and one kill. Just couldn't get anything going on our offensive run from the service line. 12 kills, two ace blocks, and no ace serves. for the Eagles. For the Chanticleers, Tierra Krummel had 4 service points. Kenzie Drudick had 2 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. Cassidy Gittison, 4 service points, an ace block and a kill. Allie Weliak, 2 kills. Melanie Reese, an ace block and 4 kills. Andrea Carson, 2 kills. I had Ord for 11 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 1 ace serve as the Chanticleers take the second set, 25-19, and are up 2-0 over Wood River in this best-of-5 Luplat Conference Tournament first semifinal game. It'll be followed by St. Paul and Kearney Catholic, the 2 and 3 seeds, battling. That's a rematch from a last year's semifinal as well, which Kearney Catholic won on that state championship team in straight sets. In other action, Fort Kearney Conference Tournament going on tonight. Overton took the first from SEM. Should have an update on that when we come back.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Wood River will serve it away to start the third set. Kelsey Baugh, little jump serve. They let it go, and it's in the corner, and Wood River scores the first point for the third consecutive game. Now, can they keep it going? Baugh's first ace tries the same spot, and Bredhauer got a hand on it. It's returned, but out of bounds. Weliak, Bredhauer, Alexander, they're going to have some floor burns after that one, and it's 2-0. Baugh with another strong serve there. Again, Wood River was up 4-1 in both game one and game two on Baugh's serve. But after that, pretty much Ord took over. Now Ord with another attack. Herod, it's 3-0. Kind of strange that the best play that Wood River's been able to get going is the very first, get that momentum, and then all of a sudden it's just gone. Baugh, deep corner, Brenhauer. Checking it down as Alexander gets it to Drudick. Over the double block, the dig is made by DeVore. Pass back in by Burkhardt. Has to be bumped across, and it is by Lambrecht. Chanticleers try to go quick to the outside. Drudick, the block's late, getting there, but Lambrecht digs it up. Good play by the Eagles. Tipped across that time by Burkhardt. Run down by Alexander and passed across. One more chance. Baugh. This time she's going to go outside to Burkhardt. Block. Good save by DeVore. Shoved it right back over on a one-timer. And it's set back over to Wood River to the middle lure, and her attack is deep and out of bounds. Great rally here early in game three. That time it was won by Ord. Brenhauer out, Gittison in, Alexander to serve it away. 3-1, Wood River. And Alexander's serve to Burkhardt. Baugh sets it back to her in the middle, cuts it into the corner, picked up by Carson. Chanticleer's set is off, and a late whistle for a double hit. Comes from our up official, and Wood River 4-1. Rojas back into the front row, and Sam Luer to serve it away. Don't forget, whenever our matches wind down, we bring you the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches, interviews, and more here at the Luplat Conference Tournament. As the Chanticleer is set to the outside, Gittison, Lambrecht with the dig. This is close to the net. It's in the net and not playable, and Gittison with the kill. For Ord, Reese and Gittison have 6. Drudick has 5. Gittison also has 3 ace blocks, 7 as a team. And back to serve it away will be Drudick. Just dropped that one across. Great job there by the freshman Sam Luer, even to pick it up as it's passed back over. Chanticleers go outside. Carson over the single block, and Andrea gets the kill. Fourth kill for Andrea Carson. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhardt, 8 kills. Hope Lambrecht, 6. The rest of the team combined has 4 through the first 2 sets. That's not really unusual, though. And the serve by Drudick. Over to Lambrecht. Here's the back set, right side. They'll take it to Burkhardt. She'll drive it down and get the kill. Number 9 for Alexis. 5-3 Wood River. And Burkhart to serve it away. This is where Wood River, though, needs to find the groove. This is where things have turned in the first two sets. They get out 5-3, 7-5, 9-5 at one point in the first set. And then they couldn't do anything after that. Serve over to Krumel. Even when they got back to that one rotation. Here's the attack just wide by Gittison. Trying to go far side in front of the Wood River fans. And it's 6-3 Wood River. As Burkhart will serve it away. Alexis, as Wood River moves from right to left or from left to right, as you view it along your radio dial here in this third set, Ord's up 2-0. Wood River up 6-3 in the third, clips the net. Tierra Krumel ate her up there because it tipped the net. That's going to be an ace serve. Hard to pick those up when they clip that net. It changes everything. And for Alexis, that'll be her second ace of the night, and Wood River is up 7-3. Burkhart, mini jump serve again. That time Carson's able to dig it up. Alexander back to Andrea on the left side. Rolls it over the double block. Rojas with the dig. Boss sets it back to Julia. She puts it into the net. Four hits called. Point Chanticleer. Side out for Ord. Reese back into the front row as a middle hitter. And back to serve it away. The libero for the Chanticleers in senior Tierra Krumel. Three seniors on the Ord team. Wood River with five. So Ord had a lot of experience last year. They've had their trips to the state tournament as Rojas tries to tip it over, but it's into the hands there of the Chanticleers. The double block put up by Gittison and Reese. Melanie, I think, got a little bit more of that one. Ord's going to get the point, 7-5. Krumel's serve. Baugh has to run it down. Bump set to Rojas, setting it across again. Ord is really ready for that. Reese goes to the middle and drives it home. There's a couple times that Ord knows where the ball's going because Wood River, when they're scrambling to get it over, puts it in the same place time after time after time, and it ends up being an easy kill for the Chanticleers, as it was there for Reese, her seventh. Now trying to tie it. 7-6, back row. Thought about trying to get it to Burkhart for a swing. She just bumps it over. Here's a quick in the middle for Reese. Down and good, and we are tied 7-7, and here we go again. Wood River gets out to the early lead, and Ord brings out the eraser and cleans the chalkboard. 7-7, game three. Ord's already up 2-0. And the jump serve goes down the middle to Burkhart. Boss, that's outside. Here's Lambrecht, but she is blocked. Reese and Gittison. And again, the duo is up there. Gittison for her fourth ace block, and Ord has scored five in a row, makes it 8-7. Krumel with the serve, getting a little more aggressive. It's an ace. Timeout, Wood River. The Chanticleers up 2-0, and they've just scored six in a row to go up 9-7 in the third set. You're listening to the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Doug Goodwin with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back at Wood River, Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament. As always, thanks to Jerry Dunn, the athletic director, the fine folks here at Wood River for their hospitality, as Ord has scored six in a row to take a 9-7 lead in the third set. They won the first two sets. Wood River called the timeout. They're back to action, rolling it over. Maddie Luer, back row, Morgan Alexander takes the swing for Ord. Overpassed, and trying to stay out of the net is going to be Wood River. Baugh gets the set, and it's put away by Hope Lambrecht again. Baugh has done such a great job getting the sets up. The whole night she's had to pirouette on one toe to stay out of that net. As Maddie Luer will serve it across. And confusion Ord, they run into each other, couldn't get around the center, Alexander, and Wood River gets a much-needed break. It's 9-9. At the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Overton rallies from a 19-11 second set deficit to beat SEM 25-23 and win the match 25-17, 25-23. They advance to the finals to play the winner of the Elm Creek and Axtell match, which is next over at Overton as the Eagles go middle. The attack by Lambrecht going to be sailed deep, and the Chanticleers will get the side out. 10-9 the score. And to serve it away will be Cassidy Gittison. She's done a little bit of everything, had 4 points to help finish off game two from the service line. And Gittison strong down the middle. Pass taken there by Burkhart to Rojas. Passed across. Chanticleers go Carson. Carson over the double block, but it hit the antenna, and it is out of bounds. Point for Wood River. Trying to squeeze it between the antenna and the double block, and it caught the antenna. DeVore now to serve it away. Madison looking for her first service point here of this semifinal. And DeVore floats it across to Brethauer. Chanticleers go quick. Reese blocked up there by Lambrecht. Good dig by Alexander. The chance, dump it into the net. Good job by Lambrecht to force the issue there. We'll give Hope credit for the ace block. And Wood River up 11-10, scoring for the last five. DeVore's serve. Chanticleers go on a mini slide into the middle. That is going to be Reese. Picked up and returned Lambrecht. Reese standing spike right back at him. Free ball here. Lambrecht on the quick. Drives it back middle. Krumel. Don't know if they're going to get it back. They do. It's another free ball, though, coming across. Here's Baugh. She dumps it over and hit the tape that kept it up. Ord returns it, and then it's dumped into the net by the Eagles. They tried to one-time it right back after the quick return, but the Chanticleers had the right idea. Three girls were right there at the net. All you had to do is shove it over their head. But went a little too quick, and into the net it goes. And we're tied at 11 with Jordan Cook re-entering to serve here for Ord. And Cook across the net. It comes to DeVore. Short set. Lambrecht goes with a quick tip. Ord gets it, but out of bounds. And another point here for Hope Lambrecht. That'll be her eighth kill. Wood River once again looks to be back in that comfort zone a little bit. They've had spurts of playing their type of volleyball. That's why they're 18-4. Lambrecht serves. And that ball is in. Good job by the head referee to call that ball in. Ord went back to try and get out of the way. Coach Alexander didn't agree. But when the defender Cook went back, she got right in front of the Lions gal. And Lambrecht, with her first service point, tries again. Reese says, I don't think so, as she drives it across. Dug out, though, and Burkhart on the attack. Blocked again. It's Melanie Reese with her fourth ace block. And Ord will get the side out. It's 13-12 Wood River. Gavicki in to serve it away for Ord, winning the first two sets 25-14, 25-19. But Wood River, the top seed, they're on their home court, trying to force a fourth set, which would give them the momentum. Baugh sets to the outside. Burkhart rolls it over the double block. The Ord block has bothered them all night. It's taken away their power. Drudik drills it. We're tied at 13. First kill of the game, sixth of the match for Kenzie Drudik. And Gavicki with her first service point. So here recently we're seeing some new points on serve. Different rotation starting to score. Gavicki knuckleball can't be handled. A serve for the Chanticleers. Three in a row, and now they regain the lead at 14-13. Remember, Wood River has already used one of their timeouts, so very little wiggle room left here for the Eagles. They cannot allow another Chanticleer run. Gavicki, deep middle to DeVore. Baugh dumps it across, finds an opening, and Baugh fired up with her second kill. Side out, Wood River. And back into the ball game will be the libero, Tierra Krumel, for the Chanticleers. And it's going to be Baugh to serve it away here for Wood River. Takes it across to Brethauer. Overpass, but Alexander saves the day for the Chanticleers and dumps it over. Wood River was getting ready to dig it out, and Alexander redirected it. That is the first kill of the match for Morgan. 15-14 Ord. Alexander back to serve it away. Knuckleball ace. 16-14 Chanticleers. Third ace of the match for Morgan Alexander. Don't forget, at the end of the match, both of them tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show, you will see a short serve that hits the net, flicks across. What a job by Baugh. One arm all the way up in the air. It floats across. Ord has it right side, and Gittison will terminate. Now, Wood River's making some great plays, but just not getting in position, the great plays, and give them a free ball. And Ord scored 6 of the last 7 points. They're up 17-14. Alexander on the serve. Another short serve. Lure picks it up. Boss struggles to get to it. Not her fault, but then it's put down by Maddie Lure. So finally, Wood River gets a point, kind of like Ord has most of the night. They scramble, and they find it, and they put it down. 17-15, Ord with the lead. They're up 2 games to none. St. Paul and Kearney Catholic will be next, about 20 minutes after this match is done. Ord didn't handle the serve very well that time. Have to pass it across. Welniak actually hit the net. Picked up by Burkhart. Her attack hit the net, flies over. Alexander, a diving dig. And Trudick will set it back into the corner, but it's out of bounds. Point for the Eagles. Cutting the margin to 1, 17-16. Maddie Lure at the service line. Trying to tie it up here as we're getting close to crunch time in the third set. And Lure serve, line drive, picked up by Jordan Cook. Alexander has to run it down. Gittison from off the net, drives it across. Overpass here into the net by Wood River. They can't get it back. And give the kill out there to the Chanticleers. And Drudick will now go back to serve it away. 18-16 in favor of Ord. Trying to finish this in straight sets. It's a final of the American League. Boston shuts out Detroit 1-0 out of Mike Napoli's seventh inning home run. That's it. Quick work here for the Eagles. Rojas gets a swing, and Julia gets her first kill, bringing it down the left line for the 17th point here for the Wood River Eagles. Burkhart back to serve it away, checking for the area, the service area with Coach Heiss. Floats it just deep and out of bounds. Tried the coffin corner. That's the first service error of this game on Wood River. In fact, it's the first service error on either team here in the third set. Tierra Krumel to serve for the Chanticleers, up 19-17. Krumel takes it across to Sam Lure. Stays in the back row. Rojas has to roll it across there. Had a lot of pace on that. Melanie Reese on the attack. Dug out by Burkhart. Wood River needs this point. Rojas drives it across. Krumel with the dig. Alexander outside Carson. Too close to the net. And into the Ord net it goes. Point Wood River. And back to serve it away will be Maddie Lure. Her turn, the 5'6 junior, trying to tie it here down 19-18. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Wood River Ord, and PlatteRiverPreps.com, Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament. Carson from the 10-foot line. Her attack picked up by Burkhart. Short set redirected there by Lambrick. Ord, a couple of one-timers, got it back across. Now Wood River tries again. Rojas on the left wing, through the double block that time. Very few times has Wood ever been able to drive it through that block where it goes straight down, but Rojas does and gets her second big kill here of this run. And Ord is going to call their first timeout of the night. It is Wood River and Ord 19-19 in the third set, but Ord's up 2 games to none. You're listening to the semifinals of the Lou Platte Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Again, we're also keeping tabs on the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals going on tonight in Overton. They just play the best 2 of 3, and Overton, the top seed, beat the 5th seed SEM in the first semifinal, 25-17, 25-23. They had to rally from 19-11 in that second set. Here, Ord's won the first two sets, 25-14, 25-19. We're all tied at 19 in the third set. Maddie Lure to serve. Wood River has scored 5 of the last 7 points. Chanticleers go to Carson on the outside, through the double block, gets down and good. Burkhart tried to keep it alive, but her shot to the left side, there was nobody there on her team to keep it alive, and Ord back up by 1 with the serve of Cassidy Gittison. She finished out the second set, and she's back there again. Fires it across Burkhart. Lambrick on the short, down and good. A nice quick one to Hope Lambrick. Her 9th kill to tie Burkhart for team high. 20-20, game 3. DeVore in to serve it away for the Eagles. Trying to find a way to take game 3 and keep this match going. DeVore serve over to Krumel. Run down Alexander from off the net. Here's Carson. Oh, that would have been out of bounds, but DeVore couldn't get out of the way. Had to protect her noggin, and Carson is going to get the kill. A break for Ord, 21-20. It's like playing wiffle ball with your little kid or nephew, and they whistle it right back at you. You got no chance to move, and that's what happened there to Madison. Jordan Cook in for the Chanticleers to serve. Here's a short set again. Tipped across by Lambrecht instead of the swing. Drudik saves it. Alexander on the swing, but very wide. There's where your setter got a chance to swing at the ball and had a little too much aggression on it. 21-21, and Hope Lambrecht to serve it away for Wood River. First one to 25, but you got to win by two. Lambrecht across it comes to Brenhauer. Here's the set middle. Reese got a good look and drives it down for her ninth kill, third of this set. Ord will just not relinquish the lead. They fell behind every set right out of the gate, 4-1. Each set was 4-1. Ord always had the lead by the time they got to 10, and they've never trailed. Now Lucy Gevicki to serve it away. Overpass, free ball at the net. Nice save by Baugh. Ord runs into each other. The ball will fall to the floor. Give Baugh credit for saving that point and getting the side out on what surely looked like was going to be a quick overpass by the Eagles. 22-22, Baugh to serve. Can Wood River finally get the lead back? Across to Brenhauer from the middle of the floor. It's set to the outside. Here's Drudik on the attack. Dug out DeVore. Baugh sets outside. Here's Burkhart. Near side kill. Alexis Burkhart with her 10th kill. And Wood River has gained the lead 23-22. And Ord will call their final timeout. Timeout on the floor. Ord's up 2-0, and Wood River clings to a 23-22 lead in the third set on Classic Hits.
Look out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15 or the 10. He's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor. Send an email to sportsmarketing@kkpr.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
Niccolo looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Niccolo. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Kelsey Baugh at the service line for Wood River, leading 23-22, game three. Serves it across to Brenhauer. Alexander sets outside. Drudik, big swing, block. One arm up by Krummel. What a save. Free ball, though. Slapped down and good by Lure. Maddie Lure will get the kill, and it is game point for Wood River. A massive block up front there on the old double team. Krummel, the only player that could get a hand on it, but when she did, it sent it right above the net, and Lure terminates. Baugh, game point, 24-22. Floats it across, picked up by Carson. Chanticleer is set. Here's Drudik again. Tipped up in the air off that block. Into the back row, scrambling, and it'll be a free ball sent back over. Krummel has it. Good pass to Alexander. Drudik again on the outside. She's blocked, but out of bounds. Point Ord. Drudik with her eighth kill. Game point number two coming up for Wood River. They're on serve receive. Wood River does have a timeout if Coach Heiss wants to use it here. Morgan Alexander to serve it away, 24-23. Alexander's serve, game point two for Wood River. At Lambrecht, Baugh sets hand to the middle. Burkhart off the block, down and good. We're going to play on. Alexis Burkhart with her 11th kill, and Wood River able to squeak out a 25-23 win here in the third set. Ord's up 2-1, but Wood River, the top seed on their home court, finds the gut check time to force a fourth set. And we'll be back with the numbers right after this timeout.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Join us for Fan Fest Friday. Nebraska-Land National Bank and the UNK Lopers are teaming up for a blue and gold celebration. On October 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nebraska-Land National Bank will host the Loper Athletic Teams at our Kearney branch located at 121 West 46th Street. Meet and greet the players while grabbing some lunch, available for a free will donation to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Go Lopers!
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
FDIC.
Welcome back to Wood River. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. Let's take a look at the numbers we had for the third set here. And they're very even. For Ord, I had Tierra Krubel with five service points, one of them an ace. Morgan Alexander, two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Kenzie Drudick had a service point and three kills. Cassidy Giddison had an ace block and two kills. Melody Reisch, two ace blocks, three kills. Andrea Carson, three kills. And Lucy Gevicki had two service points. One was an ace, 12 kills, three ace blocks, and three ace serves for the Chanticleers. For Wood River, Alexis Burkhardt had two service points. One was an ace. She also had three kills, including the final one of the game. Kelsey Baugh had five service points. One was an ace. She also had two kills. Julia Rojas, two big kills late in that set. Madison DeVore, a service point. Hope Lambrecht, an ace serve, an ace block, and three kills. And Maddie Luer, three service points and two kills. 12 kills, one ace block, three ace serves, and Wood River comes back late to take the third set, 25-23. They're still down 2-1 to Ord as the semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament continue after this on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
As we expected, competitive, tight volleyball here. Ord will serve it away to start the fourth set, winning the first two sets 25-14, 25-19 with dominant net play. Ord has 10 ace blocks, according to my count, in this match. And for Wood River, they have four. And Morgan Alexander will serve it away. We'll give you some cumulative stats here through three games in just a moment. They keep firing it at Hope Lambrecht. They get it up front there, and Burkhardt's attack is just off the back line, out of bounds. And for the first time in four games, Ord scores first. And it's off the serve there of Morgan Alexander. Ord is led by Melanie Reese with nine kills, Kenzie Drudick with eight, seven for Giddison, six for Carson, and here's an ace serve for Alexander, and that is her fourth of the match, and that is also going to be the eighth as a team. 2-0. Alexander's serve. Down the middle, DeVore has it. Baugh sets to the outside. Here is Burkhardt on a half swing. Krumel with the dig. Alexander sets outside. Drudick off the block. Up that time by Baugh. Quick swing on a two-ball. Burkhardt. Ord got it back. But a double hit is going to be called on the Chanticleers. And Ord wants an explanation of why it was a double hit. But Burkhardt will get the kill, and she leads the team with 12. 9 for Lambrecht. Maddie Luer has 4. And now the serve by the center, Kelsey Baugh. Krumel picks it up, standing spike. Welniak hit the net, and it fell over. Break for the Chanticleers. Allie with her third kill. And that will make it 2-2, or 3-1, Ord. Kenzie Drudick to serve it away. And Drudick served down the sideline, picked up by Lambrecht, run down by Wood River, and returned by Burkhardt. Chanticleers go right side. Giddison terminates. Cassidy Giddison with her eighth kill in the net anyway was called on Wood River. And Drudick to serve it away. Been pretty balanced from that service line tonight for the Chanticleers as this serve is just wide and out of bounds. So back over to Wood River. That means Rojas comes into the ball game into the front row. And back to serve it away will be Sam Luer. Serve picked up by Tierra Krumel. Short set middle. Here's Welniak on the attack. And Allie will drive it down and good. That is her fourth. So she's already doubled the number that she had earlier in the match. this time through the rotation, 5-2. And Tierra Krummel serving it away for Ord. A little mini jump serve. Cross to Lure. Here's Baugh. Good set. Rojas on the left side. Termination for Julia Rojas. Her third. Side out Wood River. In the Fort Kearney Conference, Overton swept SEM 25-17, 25-23. Axtell and Elm Creek in the second semifinal are underway over at Overton. And Burkhart to serve it. Fires it down the middle, picked up there by Judick. Bump set. Carson tried to get around Alexander, ends up punching it across. Baugh short set. Lambrick on the quick, down and good. Hope Lambrick, give her 10th kill. And Wood River closes it to 5-4. Alexis Burkhart with her 6th service point of the match. Chance to tie it up here early in game 4. Burkhart ties up Carson, pops it up into the air. They set it back to Andrea. Near side attack to Lure. Not the greatest pass, but Rojas is there, and all she does is bump it across, and Ord wasn't in position, and Julia will get her 4th kill. 5-5, 3 in a row here for the Eagles. Burkhart going to try and keep it going and get the lead here. Tries that sideline again, very tight serve, picked up by Carson, set to the right side, Gittison, she'll finish. They were expecting it to go right back to Carson as it has so many times, but a nice job there by the sophomore center and Alexander to pass it around. And Ord will send Gittison back to serve it away. Gittison from the far right-hand corner stays there. Back corner to Lure. Short set. It'll be tapped across by Lambrick. Ord at the net. Blocked by Lambrick. Dug out Alexander. Set across by Carson. Eagles go here again. Lambrick, she's blocked up front. Ace block. Carson with the ace block. Teaming up with Melanie Reese. It'll be the first ace block for Carson. And Ord up 7-5. Gittison with the serve. Just got it across the net. Picked up there by Burkhart. Right side Lure off the tip. Krummel, then it hit the rafter and came flying straight down. Maddie Lure with her 5th kill. Side out for the Wood River Lady Eagles. Wood River dropped the first 2 games. After beating up early in all 3 sets, they finally finished it off there in the 3rd. Lure serves at Krummel, quick middle Reese, down and good. If Ord can get the ball in the middle, they have had a big, big advantage all night long. When they try to go one-on-one against Reese, who is mostly the middle hitter here, they have not been able to do much on the Wood River side of the net. And Jordan Cook now to serve it away. St. Paul and Kearney Catholic waiting in the wings. They thought maybe they'd be out there right now, but Wood River came back, and Wood River drives another one home with Hope Lambrick. Ward had the lead at 21, in fact, 22-21 in the 3rd set, but a 4-1 run to end it for Wood River, and they won it 25-23. Now DeVore served deep and out of bounds, so right back over to the Chanticleers. 9-7 Ward. Gevicki back to serve it away. Good crowd on hand now as the crowd for the late game. Seeing what they're going to find out. One of these will be playing on Thursday. Gevicki slaps it over. Overpass all the way back to the Chanticleers. And it'll be tipped over by Drudik. Staying at the net. Baugh tries to run it across. Off the block it comes to Ord. Here's Drudik with a half swing. Burkhart to Baugh. In the middle. Quick tipped across Lambrick. Ord's been right there. And Alexander will have to punch it across. Little out of system. Now they'll get back to it. Lambrick on the swing. One arm up by Gevicki in the back row to Brenhauer and passed across. Alexander, free ball. Bought the net. Dumps it over. Right there again is Brenhauer. Set close to the net, and it goes out of bounds off the Chanticleers. Set a little wide, and Judith couldn't keep it out of the antenna. Side out, Wood River. 9-8, Hope Lambrick to serve it away. They trail by 1. Ord's up 2-1. In the best-of-5 Lou Platt Conference semifinal. Last year, Wood River beat Ord in 5 sets in the semis. Middle attack, tapped across there. Wood River comes to the outside. The attack, Burkhart, blocked by Welniak. Burkhart tries again, rolls it over the block, and this time it's good. Kill number 13 for Alexis Burkhart, 9-9 here in game number 4. Hope Lambrecht to serve again. And Lambrick serve, a little short, Cook trouble getting it, Alexander ran it down, Krummel hit it across, but too strong and out of bounds, and Wood River has taken their first lead of the 4th set, 10-9. And this has not been their strongest rotation. Lambrick hasn't done much from the service line as far as scoring. And here she rifles one cross court. That is just wide. And the Chanticleers will get the ball back. Gittison back into the front row. And Morgan Alexander, the Ord setter, will go back and serve it away. Got to play with her sister, Megan, who was a senior last year. Morgan, strong serve at Lambrick. Good set. Tipped across that time. And it's down to the floor and good for Alexis Burkhart. One thing that should be pointed out here, and we pointed it out when it wasn't going the way of Wood River, Ord has been really trying to serve it at Hope Lambrick, and she struggled early, but lately, and that's why they're doing better, she has been picking it up on serve receive. Here's Drudick on the attack of the Chanticleers. We'll get the point. First kill of the game, ninth of the match for Kenzie Drudick. And for the most part, Ord's had two, maybe three runs tonight, had two big ones in the first game. That's why they won it 25-14. But it's really just been trading punches. Hardly ever had more than a two-point lead here since late in that second set. It was even 20-19 in the second set before Ord won it 25-19. Burkhart off balance, has to float it across. Chanticleers go to Gittison. She rolls it off the block. Dig Bob, and it's into the net, and give Gittison the kill. 10th kill for Cassidy. The Chanticleers' balance continues here. 10 kills for Gittison and Reese, 9 for Drudick. And now Drudick to serve, and Coach Peg Heiss has come down to talk to the down official about something. And I don't know what that's about. Doesn't have to call a timeout, but is slowing things down here for Ord. And something happened over here with Kelsey Baugh. And I didn't see what that was. Ba was part of the conversation. At least she was listening, and now we're ready to go. So Drudick fires it across. 12-11 Ord, and the swing by Burkhart is going to be deep and out of bounds. It is 13-11. One thing we have not even seen tonight is a tip call, something that goes off a block very close and into the back row. We have not seen one of those tonight. So they're either down or they're out. And Drudick serves it across. Here's a slide right side. Burkhart, beautiful, nice knifing shot to the right side. Ord picks up. Carson returns. Her attack is out of bounds. Side out. Wood River. And back in will be Rojas. For the Eagles, that means it's time for Sam Luhr to serve the volleyball away. We're back here again on Thursday. Consolation at 6, then the championship match. As Luhr serves it right down the middle to Tierra Krummel. Alexander sets it back right side. Gittison off the block. Stabbed at by Baugh. Luhr keeps it alive, rolled across Burkhart. Ord's got a shot here. Gittison sets. Here's Carson. She's blocked up there by Rojas. Good dig by Alexander above the net, and Carson tips it down and good. Andrea Carson with her seventh kill. As she tipped it across, Baugh tried to get it up in the air and bounced it right off the head of her teammate. Tierra Krummel now to serve it away for Ord. And the Chanticleers float it into the back row, close to the net. Baugh kept it out of there. Rojas bumps it across, though. Alexander tracks it down to Reese, half swing, as it was a little wide for her to get a good swing on. Now Burkhart sends it back over. Krummel with the dig. Chanticleers go right side. It's Gittison again. Goes back middle. Baugh. Luhr sets outside. Burkhart again, half swing. Carson with the up. Alexander sets it back to Carson on the left wing. Big swing that time. Dug out by Sam Luhr. Big rally going here. But again, tip, tip, tip for Wood River. But a free ball gives him a swing. Burkhart drives it over. Dug out. Another free ball, Wood River. Rojas dug out again by Krummel. Chanticleers go to Gittison. Dug out in the back row by Baugh. Big point rolling along here. And it's rolled over. Chanticleers again. They've been on the ground pretty much the whole point. Back over to Wood River. Baugh sets it over and found the opening. Finally ending the point. Elsie Baugh, her fourth kill. Side out, Wood River. 14-13, Ord. Ord's up 2-1. 25-14, 25-19. Wood River took the third, 25-23. And again, there's not been a lot of scoring on serve, so substitutions towards the end of the set could be big. Alexis Burkhart with the serve to Drudick. Right side, Gittison attack. Far corner, it's in. Nice attack there by Kenzie Drudick. That will be her 10th. And Ord maintains that lead, keeping it between 1 and 3 points. It's 15-13. Gittison to serve. And some discussion, the up official with a couple of the gals right below him there for Wood River. Now we're ready. Serve goes at Luhr. Bossets, middle attack. Oh, Lambrick got on top of that one and drives it straight down. Her 12th kill. Hope, give her the Nerf ball, just dunking it down. 15-14. And a chance to tie it up here for Maddie Lure. Lure's serve goes back middle, and it's a little deep. Out of bounds. Side out. That is the third service error of the game here for Wood River. 16-14, Chanticleers and Jordan Cook to serve it away. She had eight in a row in that opening game, but they have not scored on her serve since. Cook serve. Across it goes to Lure. Set it to Rojas. She drove it through the double block for the kill. Rojas with her fifth kill. Side out Wood River again. And this is only the first of two semifinals. St. Paul and Kearney Catholic will be coming up next. Here in this fourth set, we have yet to have a timeout, so keep that in mind. And serving it away, DeVore right on the line to Bredhauer. Had to be dumped across there by Alexander. Wood River's ready for it. Lure to Lure, and then they send it deep. Maddie set it for Sam, and she wasn't quite in position to put much of a swing on it, and it ended up sailing on her. 17-15 Ord. Lizzie Gevicki back in. Chanticleers were 3 points away from the match in the third set, but now find themselves in a dogfight here in the fourth. Gevicki serve. Beautiful. Right inside that back line to DeVore. Lambrick tried to just tip it over, and it caught on top of the tape and falls back on the Wood River side. And Ord now leads it 18-15. In the fourth set, once again, Wood River needs to win it to send us to a fifth, and they will use their first timeout right here. Ord's up 2-1 at 18-15 over the top seed Wood River Eagles. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Chanticleers leading it here 18-15 in the fourth set. Lucy Gevicki to serve it away out of the Wood River timeout. While the teams have come back on the floor here, the two officials are having a discussion on the far sideline about something. This was after the teams came back out on the floor. Ward's up 2-1. Looks like we have a check of the rotation. And it looks like they want to get some of the crowd back out of the front row over there from Wood River so that they are not interfering with the girls. And now we're ready to go. So nothing weird happening between there, it doesn't look like. And Gevicki to serve it away for Ord. And the serve comes right at Lure. Baugh sets. There's Lambrick. Quick. Dug out by Cook. It's setting on the rafters. Waiting. Drudik with the pass off the mark. And Lambrick will get the point. It's so difficult to play it when it comes out of the ceiling after it bounces on a few things. Lambrick with her fourth kill of the set and her 13th of the match. And now Hope will go back to serve it away. That'll bring Burkhart as the main hitter into the front row for Wood River. 18-16 Ord. They serve it at Cook. Alexander, good high set for Drudik. Rattles it off the block. Set right back into the corner. And on the line, they'll call it for Burkhart. Burkhart just caught a piece of the tape for her 15th kill. And Lambrick to serve to try and tie it up here. In game number four, Lambrick floats it right in the middle to Bredhauer. Here's Alexander, sets outside. Trudick, big swing, down and good. Kenzie with her 11th kill as the numbers continue to mount. Ord 19, Wood River 17, game four. Ord trying to get back to the tournament final. Wood River was there last year. Morgan Alexander with the serve. Picked up by Lambrick. Set to the outside. Rolled across there by Burkhardt. Ord's got a swing with Trudick off the double block. Great one arm up in the back row to keep it alive by DeVore. Across on a two ball by Baugh. Here is the outside Trudick, and that one's not coming back. And the Chanticleers are now up 20-17. Crowd's getting more and more into it here late in game four. The pressure now mounting for the hometown Eagles, needing to get that ball back right here. Trailing 2-1 and 20-17. Eagles set to the outside. Burkhardt got a swing, far corner, and it's in. Or just didn't have anybody in that back left corner in the five slot. And Burkhardt, a perfect swing to get her 16th kill. Now here's Kelsey Baugh on the serve. They've scored points early with her. Can they get some late? Has to be set across here. Free ball for the Eagles. Lure will set it. Here comes Burkhardt. Good run at it, and she'll get the kill off the block into the crowd. 20-19, the lead back down to one. And timeout going to be called here by Ord. Head coach Wendy Alexander. Each team will have one remaining. Ord won the first two sets, 25-14, 25-19. Wood River took the third, 25-23. And it's 20-19 Ord, but Wood River serving when we come back in the fourth.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Major League Baseball playoffs today. A Mike Napoli home run was all the scoring in the American League Championship Series. Boston, who just has not hit the ball outside of a couple of innings, now lead Detroit 2-1 after a 1-0 victory today. And they're just underway in the National League Championship Series Game 4. Cardinals and Dodgers scoreless. Top of the second. You can hear it on ESPN 1460 or 1550 AM. The Cardinals up 2-1. The Dodgers won last night. Here, Ord's up 2-1, 20-19 in the fourth set, but Wood River's mounting a comeback, and Baugh serves an ace out of the timeout, and we're tied. Kelsey Baugh, her second ace, 3 in a row for the Eagles, 20-20 here in the fourth of the Lou Platt semifinals. KKPR, FM, Kearney, Ord, Wood River. Alexander sets. Here's Drudick on the attack, off the back line, and good. Kenzie Drudick chewing them up here with her fifth kill of the set. Now she'll rotate to the back row and serve it away. 21-20 Ord. Each team with a timeout. Who's going to get to 25 first? First got to win by two. Over to Lambrecht. Ader up in the back row, so it's still there. And Lohr has to pass it across. Free ball here for Ord. Carson to Alexander. Back set right side. Giddison drives it over. Dug out by Baugh. Set to Burkhardt. She'll tap it across. Carson's there. Chanticleers will set it back to Andrea. Left wing over the double block. One arm up. DeVore, but trouble. They run it all the way down. Burkhardt. Then it hit the rafter. And down to the floor it goes. Point for the Chanticleers. Tough break there for Wood River. 22-20. Drudick to serve. Drudick right in the corner to Lambrecht. Tough one here for Baugh, but she got it up to Lure, and Maddie slaps it across. Chanticleers go Carson again. Half roll, picked up by Burkhardt. Close to the net. It's a center joust, and it's going to be back over to the Chanticleers. Set to the outside for Carson. Her swing is picked up by DeVore. Eagles go to the outside. Burkhardt's attack is deep and out of bounds. And the Chanticleers are 2 points away from the match and will have a timeout called by Wood River. They have to come with one more rally to keep their conference tournament championship hopes alive. 23-20 Ord in the fourth, and they're up 2-1 here on Classic Hits.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wood River High School. And again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you this exciting high school sporting activity, the Lou Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament, and, of course, to Jerry Dunn, athletic director here, and all the fine folks at Wood River. Ward is 2 points away from a championship berth, but Wood River's not done yet. It is 23-20. Ord has scored three in a row. Kenzie Drudick is at the service line, and Wood River has just used their final timeout. Ward does have one left if Wood River can get it turned around, but they've got to do it right here. Drudick serve. Lambrick, nice one, gets it to Baugh. Middle attack. Burkhart tipped it, though. Alexander dug it. Ord goes to Carson. Her attack down and good. It's match point. Wood River has gotten shy with their swinging. And it is match point here for Ord. Drudick to serve at 24-20. And a serve at Lambrick. Stays in the back row. They've got to scramble to get it over. Passed across by Sam Lohr. Krumel has it for Ord. Alexander sets middle. Welniak drives it across. Lambrecht overpass right back to the Chanticleers. This time it's Carson, and she sent it to the back wall. Just about disabled a cheerleader back there. But the momentum and the adrenaline running, and Wood River stays alive, and it's Sam Lohr to serve. 24-21 Ord, match point number two for the Chanticleers. And the freshman to serve for the Eagles. Got to keep that ball in. Does. Beautiful serve. Krumel to Alexander. Here's the right side, Giddison, and she dumped it into the net. Attack air. Point Wood River. Match point number three coming up for Orr. 24-22. Lohr with the serve. Again, main thing, just get it in. Lohr serve. Deep middle picked up by Krumel. Alexander sets it to the outside. Here's Carson. She rolls it across. Lohr digs it up. Baugh sets outside. Here comes Burkhart. She'll drive it across. Ord digs it out. They're going to be able to get it back over. It's a free ball. Trouble, though, for Wood River. They're going to end up just passing it over themselves. Chanticleers Krumel to Alexander. She dumps it across. One arm up that time by Rojas to keep it alive. Across to Ord. Welniak, they mistime it, and the ball falls. Wood River points. Three in a row, they fought off. Can they do it again? Time out by Ord. 24-23, Chanticleers, but Wood River has scored three in a row. They still have to get the next one. We'll see if they can do it when we come back.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Ord will be trying for the fourth time to win the match. Match point number four coming up. Freshman Sam Lohr to serve. Three in a row to cut it to 24-23, but Wood River still has to get this one. And a couple more to force a fifth set, but the important one is this one right here. Match point number four for Ord, as both teams are now out of timeouts, and here we go. Sam Lohr. Again to serve. Sam right down the middle to Krumel. Alexander's got the set. Middle to Welniak. Drives it down and good. Just inside the back line, and Ord survives. Allie Welniak with her fifth kill. And Wood River, again, the rally just a little too late. And the Chanticleers are headed to the Lou Platte Conference Championship game against the winner of the Kearney Catholic St. Paul match, which is coming up next. And Ord clips Wood River for the second time this season. Earlier this year, they beat him 2-0 in the Centura Triangular. That was the second week of the year. And it didn't make it five sets like last year's semifinal did, but it was just a swing away from getting there. And Ord wins it 25-14, 25-19, 23-25, and 25-23. They improve to 15-9. Wood River now 18-5. With their second loss of the year to the Chanticleers. And we'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports is your hometown sporting goods store for all seasons, with accessories and clothing for all sports or casual wear. Misco Sports also maintains a large supply of hunting accessories and firearms. Misco Sports, with a storefront in Ord, but serving the surrounding areas for years and continuing to do so for years to come.
Call them today and get better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Welcome back to Wood River, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated, keeping you geared up for the games for years and will continue to take care of you from their orange storefront location. Get your game on at Misco's and you'll be better equipped for the games you play at Misco Sports. Let's take a look at the unofficial numbers from the fourth set here. Wood River just continued to get better as the night went along. They just simply ran out of time. Alexis Burkhardt had a big fourth set, had two service points, but she also pounded six kills. Kelsey Baugh had two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Julia Rojas had three kills in the fourth set. Hope Lambrick, three service points and four kills. Sam Luhr, three service points, but needed that fourth one. And Maddie Luhr had one kill. I had the Wood River Eagles for 15 kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve. For Ord, Morgan Alexander had three service points. One was an ace. Kenzie Drudick had six service points and five kills in the fourth set. Cassie Giddison had a service point and three kills. Allie Welniak had three kills. Melody Reese, one kill. Andrea Carson, three kills and an ace block. And then we have Lucy Gevicki with one service point. So unofficially, Ord had 15 kills, one ace block in that fourth set, and one ace serve as they win it 25-23 to take the match in four sets. We'll be back, give you the cumulative numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
In the market for a new or used vehicle, save time, save money, and shop first at crossroads-ford.com. You'll find Crossroads' complete inventory online. From pickups and SUVs to money-saving compacts, just go to crossroads-ford.com. And if you have something special in mind, just click on Car Finder, and Crossroads will help you find the vehicle you're looking for. Your first step in finding a new or used vehicle, crossroads-ford.com. The place to get a great deal.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look at the overall cumulative final stats for this four-set semifinal, starting with Wood River. Here's what I had. Alexis Burkhardt had seven service points, two of them aces, and she had a match-high 17 kills. Kelsey Baugh led the team in serving with 11 points. Two of them were aces, four kills. Julia Rojas, five kills. Madison DeBoer had one service point. Hope Lambrick, four service points. One was an ace. She had a team-high three ace blocks, and she also had 13 kills. Sam Luhr, five service points. One was an ace block, and a kill. And Maddie Luhr had four service points and five kills. I had Wood River for 45 kills, four ace blocks, and six ace serves. The Eagles fall to 18-5 on the season. They'll play in the consolation game against the St. Paul Kearney Catholic loser Thursday night at 6 o'clock here on Classic Hits. And then when they finish that up, they'll get back to the regular season. A week from Thursday, they head to St. Paul for a triangular with Gibbon. Thursday will be their not their final home match, because on the 26th they host the four-team Wood River Invitational. For the Ord Lady Chanticleers, Tiara Krumel had nine service points. One was an ace. Morgan Alexander had 10 service points. That is second on the team. She had four aces, one kill. Kenzie Drudick led the team in serving with 12 points. One was an ace. She had an ace block and a team-high 13 kills. Jordan Cook, 8 service points. One of them was an ace. That was all on the first time she was back there in the first set. Cassidy Giddison, 5 service points, a team high, 4 ace blocks, tying for the team high, and 10 kills. Allie Welniak, an ace block, 5 kills. Melanie Reese also had 4 ace blocks, 10 kills. And Andrea Carson, an ace block, 9 kills. Lucy Gebicki, 3 service points, 1 was an ace. I had Ord for 48 kills, 11 ace blocks, and 8 ace serves as Ord improves to 15-9 with a 25-14, 25-19, 23-25, and 25-23 victory over Wood River. They'll play the winner of the St. Paul Kearney Catholic game in the championship around 7:30 to 8 o'clock here at Wood River on Classic Hits coming up on Thursday night. Coach Alexander has not popped out of the locker room yet. We may get a chance to chat with her briefly before our next match, which is about 17 minutes away from beginning, as Kearney Catholic will take on St. Paul. First meeting of the year. Last year, Kearney Catholic beat St. Paul in straight sets in the semifinal round en route to their undefeated state championship season. Also, update from the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Overton beat SEM 25-17, 25-23, and Axtell takes the opening game from Elm Creek 25-23. We will take a short break. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes and schools. They took care of you. They're taking care of your kids, and they will continue to do so for decades from their storefront location in Ord. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us for high school volleyball. We'll be back in about 12 minutes with St. Paul and Kearney Catholic.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.